Hi guys, what's going on? Welcome to the podcast, Correctly Mistaken, right here on Anchor. I'm so excited to be here. I love podcasting. I've done it for a while now, but my schedule changed. A lot of times me being home, it's really tough for me to be there. But on this app, I could do everything from my phone and any thoughts that I have or anything that may come to my mind. I could talk about it. I'll talk about it very quickly, just a touch of the phone, the Anchor app. Is incredible. If you guys are out here, one of the podcast, please go here. It's quick, it's easy, it's very self-explanatory, simple for guys like me who like to keep things simple. The Anchor app is where it is at. Today, Tuesday, April the 3rd, if I am correct. Yes, it is April the 3rd, 2018, in the morning time. A lot of things on my mind I wanted to talk about. Well, one of the things I really want to get into is, once again, and it's been kind of rocking our country, shaking our country in terms of, once again, another unarmed black man has been shot. Stephon Clark, the gentleman from Sacramento. We all heard the stories of what occurred. And the thing that seems to always stifle me is the fact of the matter that when it comes to these investigations of police and law enforcement, they tend to always get the upper hand on things, or the better hand in terms of administrative leave with pay. And as the investigation continues on and never looks at something that says, well, this was just what it was. Somebody who was unarmed and shot and killed. We all know the story. He was in his grandmother's backyard. There was a report that the police had of somebody that was going around the neighborhood and breaking windows. And he was somebody of interest as he was sitting in his grandmother's backyard, and he decided to run. And I don't know why he ran, which kind of makes things also tough, because in situations you just wish sometimes when it comes to police, especially being somebody of color, that if we know that we didn't do something wrong, we know that we weren't the reason why something occurred, just stay, follow instructions, hands up. Does that mean that matters sometimes? No. But I guess in these situations that we can probably do the best that we possibly can just to try to stay alive in any situation, to get home to our loved ones. He had two sons, ages 1 and 3. And now this situation, he won't see them again. A 3-year-old and a 1-year-old no longer have their father. And it's a very, really, really tough situation. Even though police are saying they are confident that Clark was responsible for breaking windows prior to the encounter, but it doesn't give them any reason to shoot him dead, firing 20 rounds 6 times in the back. And it's weird that they said that he had a gun pointed at them, but he ran and they shot him in the back. You would think somebody with a gun pointed would do more than just point if they're in that position, not run away. And we've seen the uproar of many people that have gone over to Sacramento. And I just seem to not understand why the trained fear the untrained. I just don't get it. I will never understand it. With the whole police, law enforcement, it just seems to me, after being trained for so long to do something, to be in an academy and be in all kinds of high tense situations, that you allow yourself to still fall squander of somebody who really, in all sorts, is no harm to you. No training, no weapon, sitting in his grandma's backyard, and he's running from you. But you become afraid. Yes, he was wearing a black hooded sweatshirt. Yes, darkly colored pants. But it doesn't matter. He was sitting in his grandmother's backyard. He wasn't a threat. But you shot him and you killed him. And a lot of times people want to make this a big black and white thing, because one of the officers that actually shot Stephon Clark was black. It's not an issue of black and white, of white police killing black men. even though that has occurred as well as issues with Oklahoma City, with Terrence Crutcher and those situations that are happening with Alton Sterling and things of that situation. But it's really the situation of police department or law enforcement just killing black men who are unarmed. I'm a black man, and I'm someone that every time I'm out, I try to make sure that I look as someone who isn't a threat. I don't wear hoodies in the car, or if I do, I don't put my hood on. If I have my hat on, I wear my hat forward. Just little things like that, I try to make sure if I was to come across police, I would be able to survive that situation and get home to my family. And it's really scary that we have to think that way in 2018, that we still are targeted as people who are up to no good, who automatically, just because of the fact of our color of our skin, we look as if that we're a threat to somebody. We're really, everybody should be seen as a threat, but other people tend, or even other races, as we do know, tend to get the lesser of the two evils when it comes to their encounters with police. Why are the trained afraid of the untrained? And why are these officers put on administrative leave when they killed a young man in cold blood? And we're seeing, once again, this thing rears its ugly head where we have all the situations with Philando Castile and Michael Brown and Tamir Rice and, I mean, Eric Garner. It just goes on and on and on. And once again, in 2018, we're stuck with trying to understand why. Why? Why are we looked at this way in society? Because we tend to be somebody who's a male, and the color of our pigmentation in our skin is a little darker than yours, and we're a threat. This man had a child. He had two sons, 1 and 3. Their daddy's gone. Now, a lot of times I just wish as if I hear the report that he ran. I just wish he didn't run, if that's the case. Because that right there automatically gives them opportunities to make excuses of shooting you, of making up something. When they say turn the police cams off, we have to be smart when we're out here and about, especially when we have our encounters with police being the color of our skin and being a male. We have to do everything possible to make sure that we try. Even though we try, sometimes it could still end in tragedy, because we have stories of men who had their hands up, who didn't do anything, who weren't a threat, but they were still killed or shot. And like I said, it's not the issue of black and white. It's law enforcement with black males, with African Americans, females as well, but mostly males. Why do the trained fear the untrained? I don't know. I don't understand it. It would be something that I would never, ever, ever wrap my head around. If you guys have any messages that you want to leave me, please do. I'll make sure to put them on air here, answer any questions, talk about discussions, have topics, because I'm going to try to do this every single Tuesday. I'm going to try to have new episodes talking about anything from any wide range of life. I'm a guy that likes a lot of different things, but I'm also serious about social issues, societal issues, issues of race. I'm a proud black man. A lot of times my views may agree with people. They may disagree with people, but at the end of the day, it's a point of view for somebody who takes the time to really think things through before I speak. We just have to come to a point where one day legislation, things can be done to avoid this when it comes to the discipline of police officers who think because of the fact they are the law that they are above it, that they can do what they want and get away with it, be put on administrative leave, get turned off the police cameras. These things where they're supposed to show evidence of every situation that they go through, for them to say, turn off the cameras. And for these people to be put on administrative leave with pay. It's just something that I will never understand. I will never wrap my head around it. And people, we have got to keep fighting. We have got to keep protesting. We have got peacefully, but we have got to call truth to power. These things cannot occur. 7 gunshots in his back. When would accountability be given? When would the people responsible, law enforcement, would be held accountable for their actions? Even Philando Castile's shooter got off. Eric Garner's killer got off. Michael Brown, Tamir Rice. When is going to come a case where we have got to hold these people responsible, law enforcement, hold them accountable and say, what you're doing is wrong. What you're doing cannot occur. I don't know. Maybe I'll never know. Stephon Clark, I'm sorry for your sons. Stephon Clark, I'm sorry for your family, the grandmother, your mother. I'm sorry that once again, in 2018, we have to put to rest a young man, unarmed, black young man, killed by the hands of police because of them, because of the fact that they're trained, supposed to be highly trained, experts in high tense situations, knowing what to do when the chips are down or the chips are on the line, whatever the case may be. But it seems to me they're as scared as the people that they're supposed to protect. The people that they're supposed to serve and protect. They're just as afraid and they're trained. But it's almost as if that they're not. And they're not trained with weapons that could put people down. Once again, we got to deal with this in 2018. And the thing that I fear the most, it probably won't be the last time. It definitely won't be the last time. And one of the things I fear the most, that I hope one of those situations don't end up being me, somebody I know, because I'm a black man. And I think, is there anything that we can do to avoid death when it comes to encounters with police? When if I'm walking down the street and there's a report of something and I may fit the description, hope to God that even though I'm innocent, they don't shoot first and ask questions later. I don't know. I don't know. We got to keep fighting. Got to keep bringing things to the storefront or bringing things to the forefront. We got to discuss these things. We got to call truth to power. And the people who are responsible have to be held accountable. The law enforcement officers, yes, I understand their job is highly, highly difficult. I am also a proponent of police. I believe a world without police will be the wild, wild west. The wild, wild west. We have a lot of good police officers. But like Chris Rock said, there's some jobs where you just can't have people who are bad at their jobs. You just can't have it. Nobody's perfect, but you can't be bad. Because if you are, things or situations like Stephon Clark, Michael Brown, Tamir Rice, Eric Garner, Alton Sterling, Tavion Martin, all these things keep occurring to no end. It can stop, though, if they're held accountable and they take a second thought before they do something. Even the gentleman, I can't remember his name, he was shot in his car coming from a party. Young kid, I think he was 13, 14 years old. And it's almost to the point if there's video, like undisputable video where you cannot deny, those gentlemen get charged. But because of this situation and there's really no video because they said turn the videos off, according to reports, then it almost becomes a thing of he said, what happened? She said what happened. But the other gentleman who was involved can no longer speak. He's been silenced. A father of a 1 and 3 year old has been silenced. He's 22 years old. He's no longer with us. Accountability needs to be called into question. Accountability needs to be called to the front. Accountability needs to be had. Until we get that, we have nothing. The reason why Colin Kaepernick kneeled, the reason why he lost his job, and he will probably never get another one. Well, my goodness. What else can we do to bring this to the forefront? It's sad in 2018, we still have to. Thanks, guys, for listening. I appreciate you guys. Appreciate your time. We'll be back next week. I'm so excited to be on this podcast. We'll be talking about a lot of things, like I said earlier. Things that are fun. Things that are serious. Pop culture. Like I said, I have a lot of different things in my mind. A lot of thoughts about things that I want to get out to the world. We'll have some guests on here as well. Some interviews you guys will be able to listen to. Also, you guys can also give me a message. Anyway, I will play it on my next podcast if it's something relevant to what we're talking about or maybe a topic that you want to hear talked about. Definitely, we can do that as well. Looking forward to this app. Looking forward to being here on Anchor. See you guys later, man. Y'all have a great rest of the day. Y'all be blessed. This is Correctly Mistaken on Anchor. I'm Wes Cherry. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.